Well, hello and welcome to our traditional service at St Andrew's and All Saints Online. As you can see, we're in All Saints Church up in Malvern Wells in the Witch, and it's lovely to be with you again, wherever you are watching from. And a particular welcome to anyone who is watching in for the first time, who's not normally part of our gathered community. You are really welcome to be with us, and I really do hope that you feel at home with us today. My name's Dave Bruce. I'm the rector of St Andrew's and All Saints, and one of our lay readers, Heather Williamson, is going to be speaking today as she speaks on Psalm 139, as we come to start a new series looking at the Psalms. And as we come to worship in together as we gather here this morning, just some opening words which really chime with what we're going to hear from Psalm 139. Let these truths dwell in your hearts as you prepare for worship. We've come to worship God, who loved us before we were yet born, who knows us even better than we know ourselves, whose presence never leaves us, and whose love for us never ceases. The Lord be with you, and also with you. And let's sing our opening hymn, number 207, Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. let us join in the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. And as we come to a time of confession, we're going to hear some words from Psalm 139 to reflect on. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You see me when I walk or lie down. You know every detail of my conduct. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. So examine me and know my heart, O God. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way that leads to eternal life. So let's pause and just bring anything that we need to confess before God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed. Through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, we are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today. O Lord, from whom all good things come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that are good, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And Sarah's going to come and bring us our reading now.
Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It's a privilege for me to introduce a series of reflections which we're going to be sharing over the next few weeks on our favourite Psalms. The Book of Psalms is the wonderful Old Testament collection of hymns and poems which were composed for public worship and private reflection, many of them by David, the great Jewish poet king. They all give insights into what God is like and how we can relate to him as the creator of the world and as our protector. Some are calls to worship. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Praise the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with tambourines and dancing. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Many describe God in metaphors, giving us ways to picture our relationship with him. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my rock, my fortress in whom I take refuge, my shield, my stronghold. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. In many, the psalmist speaks directly to God, and when he's upset, he doesn't mince his words. Out of the depths I cry to you, O God. Rescue me. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Answer me when I call to you. How long will the wicked triumph? But no psalm could be more intimate than the one we've just heard read, Psalm 139. If you've got a Bible, you might like to have a look at it while I talk. The voice throughout the psalm is David's. He's talking to God, the God who knows him so well that he's familiar with everything he thinks, says, and does. I said this psalm is very intimate, but it can also seem very intimidating. I wonder whether you find it reassuring, terrifying, or even totally unbelievable. How do we feel about a God who knows where we are, where we're going, what we're thinking, and what we're going to say even before we say it? Don't the words, "You hem me in behind and before," sound like a total loss of liberty? How did David feel about it? In verse 6, he says, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." But there is a certain sense of desperation in verses 7 to 12 as he realizes there's just no getting away from this God. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, Even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Maybe someone listening today is trying to get away from God. He keeps calling your name, but you're trying not to hear. Perhaps you feel that if you capitulate, he'll take away your autonomy. A Victorian poet called Francis Thompson felt as if God was hunting him down like a bloodhound. He described his attempts to escape in a long poem called The Hound of Heaven, which begins, I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind. And in the midst of tears, I hid from him and under running laughter. Up vistaed hopes I sped and shot precipitate down titanic glooms of chasmed fears from those strong feet that followed after with unhurrying chase and unperturbed pace. Do you identify at all with that? Later I'll tell you how that chase ended. But let's go back to how David felt. Why wasn't he intimidated? Why didn't he try harder to get away? We find the answer in verses 13 to 16, which for me is the heart of this psalm. This is where he says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Last summer, at the age of 43, our daughter Claire discovered that she was pregnant with her first baby. This was wonderful news, though tinged with anxiety about possible risks associated with her age. Claire was at that critical 12-week stage when David and I were in Portugal. One of the places we visited was a Catholic pilgrimage site called Fatima, and I bought this little statuette called Mano de Dios, the Hand of God. Every time I prayed for Claire and her baby, I used to hold it in the palm of my hand. In just the same way as the baby is shown, held safe in the palm of God's hand. How fearfully and wonderfully babies are made. How eagerly we looked at the pictures of Claire's scan. How amazing it was to see the tiny little body which was developing in what the psalmist calls the secret place. As early as the 20-week scan, Claire and Rob knew they were going to have a little girl, and they immediately named her Hope. We knew her and spoke to her by name while she was still developing in the womb. So when she was born, 9.5 weeks ago, she already knew our voices and her name and identity. David the psalmist traces his identity back to the womb where God oversaw his conception, saw his unformed body and the way his life would unfold. That's why he doesn't feel threatened by God's all-seeing, all-knowing understanding of every aspect of his life. He has grown up in the security of knowing his life is held in the hand of God. He finds it mind-blowingly wonderful. He says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. What can be more wonderful than knowing that God has been with us through what was perhaps an anxious night of fitful sleep, and that when we wake up, he's still there. It's a picture of perfect security, which Rob captured when he took this picture of Claire and Hope. God can use any of the words that I quoted earlier to bring great encouragement in specific situations. I heard about a lady who was apprehensive about moving with her husband's work to Papua New Guinea, far from family and friends. These are the words that leapt off the page to reassure her. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. So what does this psalm mean to you? Or if you haven't heard it before, what will it mean to you in the future? If, like that Victorian poet, you're trying to evade God and close your ears to his call, let me tell you how the poem ends. Thomson had thought that yielding to God would deprive him of his autonomy and his freedom to enjoy all the pleasures he sought from life. But though he tried to find satisfaction in nature, art, and every kind of human love, they all crumbled to dust sooner or later. Finally, the voice he'd been trying not to hear told him, "All which I took from thee, I didst but take not for thy harms, but just that thou mightest seek it in my arms. All which thy child's mistake fancies as lost, I have stored for thee at home. Rise, clasp my hand, and come. I am he whom thou seekest." What he's been running from and trying to avoid is nothing less than the fulfillment he was seeking in love, God's personal love for him. In recent weeks, we've been remembering that love, the love shown us through Jesus, God's Son. He came to live on earth to reveal God to us, to die on the cross to save us, and to prove that sin and death have been defeated by his rising again. Last week, we celebrated the coming of his Holy Spirit at Pentecost. But our psalm reminds us that the Holy Spirit was at work long before that. King David was anointed with God's Holy Spirit and recognized him at work in his life. In verse 7 he said, "Where can I flee from your spirit?" If the Holy Spirit is calling you to respond to the all-embracing love of God, don't run away. At the end of the service, you'll hear about ways you can connect with us if you want to find out more. I'm sure we all of us find it scary that God knows us so well. But look at it this way. Isn't it great that there's someone we don't have to pretend to? Someone to whom we can say things we wouldn't risk saying to anyone else. Someone who will forgive us again and again, and give us as many fresh starts as we need. Because whatever we say and whatever we've done, God doesn't stop loving us. There's a children's chorus I learnt at Crusaders many years ago. The perfect friend's the one who knows the worst about you and loves you just the same. There's only one that loves like that, and Jesus is his name, his wonderful, wonderful name. Now, we didn't hear quite all the psalm read to us. After those lovely words, "When I awake, I am still with you," the whole mood of the poem changes as David goes off in a bit of a rant against the wicked. He often does this, but he always ends positively. And this is how the psalm finishes. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I'll read those words again, and I invite you to echo them as your prayer. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Heather. We're going to now just continue in that place of reflecting with God on those words of Psalm 139 as we watch this reflection together. And as we do, I encourage you just to dwell in those words, receive God's love again, hear God's call to you, know that God is searching after you, know that God knows you, and just allow him to minister to you in these words and these pictures.
Learning to receive God's love is essential for our physical, mental, and emotional health. For it is only as we allow our roots to go down deeper into the rich soil of God's love that we will gain the life-giving nourishment needed to sustain us on our spiritual journey. So let's spend some time now just surrendering to that love. Thank you, Lord, for the cutting and the weaving, for that first umbilical knot. You were shaping and forming all that I was to become. Thank you, Lord, for the ups and the downs, the unders and the overs. You were weaving beauty and purpose into my life. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to being. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And when I awake, I'm still with you.
I invite you to join with us in the words of the Creed on page 10 of our service booklets. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jackie's going to come now and lead us in our intercessions, and then at the end of that, there'll be a very special version of the Lord's Prayer.
As Psalm 139 says, "The Lord has searched us and knows us. He knows our thoughts from afar. He knows us, our needs, and our fears completely." We come before God now, safe in this knowledge. So let us take a moment to calm our thoughts and rest in the arms of the Almighty before we bring our intercessions before him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bring to you our prayers for your world. We pray for the leaders of all the nations of your world, for wisdom for them, as they seek to lead their nations to make wise and just decisions at this time. We pray that you will stay their hand should they choose the path of injustice and oppression. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for justice for the oppressed wherever they may be. Lord, do not let current circumstance lead to an increase in injustice and oppression in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for a more grace-filled world, where people are not thought of as tools of a state machine, but living, breathing humans, unique and loved by you with an inherent dignity, who should be treated with respect. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you those working hard to understand the COVID-19 virus. Give them inspiration and guide them towards a solution how to deal with it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Father, we pray for protection from infection for all those who work in the caring professions, those working hard to care for the patients and their families at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you know our anxious hearts and all the thoughts which lay heavy on our minds. Give us peace and guide us daily in your ways. Amen.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory are yours,
forever and ever.
Amen.
Well, thank you to everyone who contributed videos to that Lord's Prayer. We had more than we needed in the end, so we might have a second version at some point too. But it reminds us that even though we're separate, that we are together, that we are one body as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're going to continue reflecting on that now by sharing the peace with one another. And just watching the scenes from America this week, how much do we need to pray for peace? And pray for God's peace to rest on this, each one of us, and on his world. So as you're gathered at home, whether you're with somebody, then share the peace with each other. If you're on your own, then just speak these words out, knowing that it's a symbol and it's a prayer for peace for your brothers and sisters. So we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let's share with one another a sign of the peace. And as I come to take communion now on your behalf, and if you're at home, you might like to have some grape juice or wine and bread as a symbol of our unity together. And so on page 32, we say Eucharistic Prayer C. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right to give thanks and praise. It's right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. And on the night he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. And at the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. And as we proclaim his death and celebrate his glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. And with your whole people throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise, and we lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Gracious God, lover of all, in this sacrament we are one family in Christ your Son, one in the sharing of his body and blood, and one in communion of his Spirit. Help us to grow in love for one another, and come to the full maturity of the body of Christ. We make our prayer through your Son, our Saviour. Amen. And we join in together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And we're going to sing of that now and pray as we sing our final hymn, number 400, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us. And whether you're going through difficult times at the moment, or whether you're in a good place, whether things are good with you, we go into this week knowing that Christ leads us, that our Father God walks with us, that he knows each one of us better than we know ourselves, and that he promises to be with us and to give us his comfort and his peace. Let's sing number 400. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us.
Oh,
And so we come to the end of our service. It's really lovely you being with us this morning. And I hope you found that an encouragement and a good time to just connect with God. And as we go into this week, we know our worship doesn't stop, but it continues, that we continue to walk with God in whatever the days ahead bring. If you're new to us and watching for the first time or one of the first few times, then we'd love to connect with you. We'd love you to drop us an email or ring me. My details are on the website. And just introduce yourselves, and we'd love to connect up with you and find out if there's anything more we can help you with. If there's anything which you'd like us to pray for, then we have a special email, which is prayoneforme@standrewsandallsaints.org. And we take in those any prayer requests that we get in through those, and we have people who will be committed to praying for you this week. So if there's anything, do please be in touch. And so a final blessing from here. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Thanks for joining us. God bless, and we look forward to you joining us again next week.